Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Over the weekend, 4-H members from around several counties attended SIU to attend the Regional Horse Bowl and Hippology Contest. Gracie Walker from Hamilton County was the only one from this county who attended, but she had a great day. In intermediate hippology, she placed first, qualifying for state. Her senior horse bowl team placed first to advance them to state. Gracie also earned fourth place high individual in the senior horse bowl contest. She had a great day, and we wish her the best as she advances to state. The Kiwanis Easter Egg Hunt will be held April 19th at 10 a.m. at the Hamilton County Courthouse Lawn. As usual, there will be about 4,000 eggs, and kids will have about 15 minutes to find them all. The Hamilton County Elks will hold an Easter egg hunt at 10:30 out at the Kiwanis Park. Breakfast with the Easter Bunny is back by popular demand. Enjoy a free pancake breakfast with the Easter Bunny and friends at the lodge on Saturday, April 12th. Serving begins at 9 a.m. Kids can get their picture taken with the Easter Bunny. Members can register their children or grandchildren for this members-only event by emailing the Elks. Hamilton County 4-H and Hamilton County Fair will team up to present Trivia Night April 25th. Join us on April 25th for a fun night of trivia. It's $20 per person, but this includes a meal. There will be tricky trays, a 50-50 raffle, several other games, heads or tails, card game, other things. There will also be a silent auction. This will be at Elks Lodge 1882 at 207 North Jackson in McLeansboro. All proceeds from this event will be used for improvements at the fairgrounds. Doors open at 6 p.m. and trivia begins at 7 p.m. If you'd like to register your team, contact the Hamilton County Extension Office at 643-3416. HCE will host a lesson for living with the Rat and Knife Workshop on April 15th at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in McLeansboro. Demonstrations will be done for different types of uses, and maybe you'll find out the right knife makes the job a whole lot easier. Plans are underway for another summer of gardening and cooking fun. Classes will begin May 29th with cooking in the courthouse basement. The following Tuesday, the first gardening class will be held at the Gift Garden. We plan to meet every Tuesday at the Gift Garden and every Thursday in the courthouse basement. Classes will end with exhibit day scheduled for July 31st in the courthouse basement. Youth ages 5 through 12 can attend class, and youth 12 and over will be helpers. This is a great opportunity for teen teachers to gain leadership skills. If you are interested in signing up your child for these cooking classes, contact the Extension Office. The Unit 24 Horse Bowl is scheduled, or show is scheduled, for Monday, June 30th, beginning at 5 p.m. It will be held at J Bar S Indoor Arena at Norris City. If you plan to exhibit a horse or would like more information, contact the local Extension Office. If you are a 4-H member between the ages of 8 or 18, or have someone that you know that falls between those ages, the Love Outdoors Archery might be right for you. We are at a very early stage of selecting members for the Hamilton County 4-H Archery Team. This will include bullseye and 3D shooting. If you have a non-4-H friend, ask them to join, and we can get them signed up too. If you'd be interested in learning more about 4-H archery, contact Diana Hatfield at 838-3071. Thank you to everyone who came out to help with the Farmer Share Breakfast a couple weeks ago. It was a great opportunity to raise funds and work with the local Farm Bureau to make awareness of the farmers in our community. Hamilton County will hold their annual Community Safety Day on Friday, April 11th. All of the 3rd, 4th, and 6th grade students from Hamilton County Schools will convene at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. We will start the day with internet safety. There will be air evac. There will be safety on outdoor hiking, and then the kids will break away and go to several other things such as fire safety, first aid, lawnmower safety, lots of activities. We do appreciate everyone who comes out to help with this and all of the great volunteers that help in the community. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.